It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Yeah, pay attention. You might just learn something. By the way, just got a report from Genesee County. The storm there, ugly right now. Some reports of up to an inch of ice in some areas. Now the snow is falling on top, and I'm telling you, schools closed in different parts of the state because of the way this storm has, you know, we were at 55, 58 degrees yesterday. Now we're in the, you know, 32, 31, 30, dropping quickly and creating icing conditions. So just please, please, please be careful. If you don't have to go to work, take your time, stay home, be safe, all right? My next guest, Todd Thied, political commentator, best-selling author, Fire War, the trilogy. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on today, Steve.
So I understand the Library of Congress is not going to keep track of all of these tweets going forward. Is there just not enough room? Why are we not doing this?
Why do we want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, I you know, they save just about everything. They save scraps of paper and thoughts and this and that. I don't know. Does all this digital stuff have value? I mean, if Donald Trump tweets as president, don't you think those should all be saved?
I think Donald Trump's tweets should be, the president should be, and, you know, maybe some national advisors or something like that. But the average tweets, you know, from Kim Kardashian and all those other people, nobody really wants to know that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, I don't think.
I'm not sure they want to know it today.
I don't disagree with that.
From Kim Kardashian, you know, but what about me? What about me, Todd? My tweets could be, you know, compelling and profound or not, you know.
Well, everybody's could be. With 140 characters or less, though, could it be, it's just not worth doing it for every single thing. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying about the president, though. And I firmly believe that if it wasn't for Twitter, Donald Trump wouldn't even be president.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. I think you've come across something that a lot of people have identified. But I guess the question then becomes, how do you qualify somebody who deserves to be preserved and somebody, well, like me, that probably doesn't?
Well, there really is no justification to it or no qualification to it, because that's what they're saying is, you know, tweets just are tweets. It's just the spur of the moment thing that people type up or put out there, and it's not worth our time to even do it.
You know, some people are saying that Twitter is obsolete, and I wonder about this. What's the next big thing? You've got, you know, Instagram and Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And there's new stuff all the time, right? Some of them make them, some of them don't. Some of them are hot for a little while, like Vine was hot for a period of time. Then it fizzled, it's gone, you know, for the most part. What is the next big thing? What do you think the thing in social media is going to be?
I think it's always going to be Facebook, because there's so many people that are on it. It's just going to continually be that. I put something funny on my Facebook post every single day just to have a little bit of fun with people. But it's always going to be Facebook, because, again, you're sharing pictures, you're sharing your life, and you can do it with more than 140 characters, unlike Twitter, and you can do it without Snapchat, without taking a picture, and it's gone in a few seconds.
Sure.
Even though it's really not gone.
No, it's never really gone. Even though the Library of Congress may not be saving it, somebody is.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about the Library of Congress not saving the Twitter or the tweets from the president. You know, every tweet that the president does is always publicized, so it's going to be saved somewhere. It's just not going to be saved by the Library of Congress as a tweet. It's going to be saved by the Library of Congress as an article or as a post from, you know, any news channel or anything like that.
So as we move into this new digital age deeper and deeper, you know, and you've got all of these different social media platforms, and you've got videos and YouTube, and I mean, how does the Library of Congress, I mean, it has massive collections of just about everything under the sun to begin with. How does the Library of Congress decide and prioritize what should be kept in the first place?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I don't think it's, everybody's going to try and compare what they're trying to do from YouTube, from RedTube now. They've got all kinds of different things that are out there. Library of Congress just can't keep up with everything, even if they've got unlimited resources. You just can't keep up with everything that's out there. But again, something is going to keep track of it, and then eventually the Library of Congress may catch up to it. You know, just like I said with the whole Twitter thing, is that, yeah, Donald Trump tweets this, and it's not going to be saved by the Library of Congress, but it'll be publicized in a newspaper, it'll be publicized on a news channel, and then the Library of Congress will archive that instead of the actual tweet.
I see. So they'll they'll do the article. But as I guess as media changes, though, I guess they're going to have to change it. They're going to have to evolve, I suppose, from parchment to paperbacks to tweets to whatever. I mean, the whole world has changed, you know, over 200 years, you may have noticed.
Well, I haven't noticed all 200 years. I'm not quite that old. But yes, I have noticed it's changed quite a bit in the last 46 years that I've been alive.
There you go. All right, so the Library of Congress will continue to do what it does, which is archive books and newspapers and things of that, and more traditional is what you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, they'll keep track of the videos, too, the YouTubes, the, everything else. It's just the tweets aren't going to be that big because, again, nobody cares about what Kim Kardashian had for breakfast, and nobody cares about what I had for breakfast. They care about, you know, what something says or what somebody says, something that's important. And, again, if something is important, it's going to be broadcast somewhere else, and that's how they're going to archive it, not just the tweets.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't have anything.
See,
yet.
Some people do care. You see, that callous attitude. No, I'm just kidding. You know, the picture of my lunch, from 1999 or 2010 or whatever. You know, you're right. People don't care what I had for lunch in 2010. Todd Thied, greatly appreciate, political commentator, best-selling author. What is Fire War?
Fire War is a hopefully staying a fictional book. I actually created a hashtag on Twitter for it. Let's keep this fiction. It's a book that was created and written before Donald Trump even talked about running for president, yet he's done 9 things that my fictional president in that book has done.
For example, give me a couple.
Closing down the borders was a big goal of my president, opening up the pipeline to prevent us being reliant on OPEC, and actually having one of the lowest unemployment rates in U.S. history was one of the things my president did also.
So fiction becomes reality. Well done. Well done, Todd.
Again, hopefully it stays at just 9 things. So that's one thing I wanted it to happen.
There you go. Todd Thied, political commentator, like I said, author of Fire War. Todd, good fun. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back.